Parshas Chukas, want to discuss the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu in hitting the rock, and there are three different approaches I'd like to discuss today. The first one is found by the Emes Yaakov, which is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Parshas Yisro. He writes, "V'hinei omru chazal b'mesech Shabbos v'yishasru b'takta sahar." What does that mean by Yisatzku? When they were getting the Torah, they were at the bottom of the mountain. Melamed shekof aleihem har kigigas. It means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu placed the mountain over them like a barrel. Ba'ayim betosa shehikshu ha'kivar hikdimu nasa b'nishma. V'lam alo l'chapos ha'har aleihem. They already said nasa b'nishma, so what is the purpose of some kind of a forcing at this point to accept? V'terzu chazal shemagihiu chosim kishayiru ha'esha gadola. Maybe they will return, maybe they will go back on their word when they see the fire. Sheyatza nishmasam, when their neshamas left them. V'nir b'vir hatvarim, and the pshat of what this meant, ha'pidivrei hatanim b'mesechas avos, Al tehiyu ka'avadim, do not be like slaves, ha'mishamshim, es harav ha'manas l'kabel pras. You work for the master, you work for your Rebbe, al-harav, in order to receive a present. V'yemor shamayim aleichem. You should have fear of the shamayim on you. U'bi'arta b'chidushai, and I explained in my chidushim on Maseches Avos, Rabbi Yaakov was writing, there are two ideas. There are two things that are needed. Hainu ha'avoda mi'ahava. You have to have avoda from love. V'yavoda mi'yira. Ki l'fonam lo taspig lo ha'ava. Sometimes it just will not be. You will not be able to worship the Kodesh Baruch Hu from love. L'fonam tzichlosh etzlo ha'yira. Sometimes it will come out of yira. L'chein afa pishikavai kiblo al atzmanes ha'torah mi'ahava. Even though they already accepted the Torah from Ahava, Nasa v'nishma, mikol makom, nevertheless, miyirlo nasa, they weren't subjugated, they weren't tested yet, out of worshiping Kodesh Baruch Hu, out of fear. V'yalzeh ramzo ha'esha gedola, and that's the remez, that's what it means, ha'esha gedola. Uchemosha kosa b'pashas v'eschanam, min ha'shamayim ha'shmiyacha, es kolo, liyasercha. In the Shemayim, I let you hear my call, liyasercha, to test you, to push you off. This Eisho Hagadola, Harei Shabira Kasa to Eish Haisa Liyirsa Anish. The purpose was that the Eish was that you should have fear of punishment. The Umale Baalu LeEisa VYishmo. And had they come to Eisa VYishmo B'kfiya Sahar, Gamken Oyu Mekavlin Satora. Kida Amrinim B'Rosh Perakama Davodazara. You didn't force us, and therefore we didn't accept it. But then they would have had only the Ace of the Nishma would have accepted the Torah, and they would have worshipped only from where? From Yira, from fear, but not from Ahava. Masha ain't King Yisrael, the Mehava Kablu me Atzman. So there was a Kabbalah already from Ahava, but they also need it from Yir. It has to be inclusive, all of it. So the Kfiyah Sahar was that they should accept it also from Yira Shemayim. Ava im lo hayu mekablam mitzida mi'ahava lo hayu nosen lehem asatara legamri. But if he didn't start with the Ava, they wouldn't have gotten any of it. Vinira, and therefore, it seems, Shemitam Zeh, Sida HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Varov of B'nai Yisrael, B'tzivu, Shelo Yivchos, V'Shelo Yosef. Now we're explaining, he's getting closer to what the Chait of Moshe Rabbeinu was. Since the Torah has to be accepted both from Ava and Yira, you have to subject yourself to the entirety of Torah, and therefore, with Sivo, the Torah says itself, Shelo Yivchos Lusha Yosef. You can't take less, you can't give more. Kichashash ben Yashpia Moshe Alehem, She Kablis HaTorah Mitoch Ezos Palace. Because then we're concerned that maybe they're going to accept the Torah because of some personality of Moshe Rabbeinu to convince them. Al Yidei Hashpa Oslo Shemoshe Rabbeinu, Velo Mitoch HaKorah Penimius. and not from the understanding, the acceptance of the essence of Torah. Gam nisnase rabbeinu ad kama magas nemunasa sheyuchul lemsor haTorah yado. And also, the fact that they were accepting from Moshe, it also spoke to the nemunaso, to the belief, to the acceptance of the accuracy, the authenticity of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki bevade lefi hakaraso shemoser Rabbeinu bevade chafetz hoye sheyishor yikablus haTorah. Because of the recognition of Moshe Rabbeinu, of course they wanted to accept the Torah. Ve'imolai nemunaso min haro'i hoye sheyotzo lehem devar mishalom. And if Moshe would have added things on his own, but if he had done that, then the Torah would not have been ra'i, would not have been worthy to be given to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki kama jerashos ana motziyim miyisor shalos. Ve'ilu haya Moshe mishana davar ma'en kein, ein hachrosh yakach ne'mar v'zehu nisayin hagadol. So it would have called into question the entire Torah if Moshe Rabbeinu would have added something on his own. And now he explains, and that exactly is the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu by hitting the seller rather than talking to. Why? Lefi zeh navin b'yesediyuk maha yechato shemoshe b'mei riva. What was the chait? Madu enenash b'tzura ko chamura. Why was it such a difficult punishment given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Baglasti Kala Mitzvah, such a, it seems to be such a small little thing that Moshe Rabbeinu changed. Why exactly was he punished to the point he wouldn't be allowed to go into Eretz Israel? Ukevar nilu kol mefarshi hatarlem so hasvarim lezeh kol echol avidachu. Many, many mefarshim. And everyone tried to find their own derech to explain it. Emnon, however, in lefimashin kasav nira dachet hoyu meyuchad lemoshe. He wants to say this chait was miyuchad, it was only for Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else would have been found to be guilty of this idea. Shemachivan shehu hayem mekabel haTorah meHashem v'hamoshel Yisrael. Since he received the Torah directly from Hashem and gave it to Klal Yisrael, v'chol dibur v'dibur shelo yesh lo din shel Torah Hashem, and everything he said, it comes out as the words as Torah Hashem. Uchemamra hakosav lahalon. And as we're going to say later on, v'gam b'cho yamin liyolim, only you too. They believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. What did they believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? That what he gave was Torah's MS. Imkein kol nemunaso, the entire belief. Miyusedes hazeh shehu Moshe divrei Hashem b'diyuk. The whole belief of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he gave the Torah exactly without making any change. Ucha Moshe Omru Chazal, B'Bava Basra Kadosh Baruch Hu Omru Moshe Rabbeinu Kosev. God wrote, and Moshe wrote. I'm sorry, God said, Moshe wrote. Avakan Hera Moshe Shehulo Mekayim Tzivui Hashem. But in this minor aspect, it showed that he wasn't follow B'diyuk, exactly, the Tzivui Hashem. But he's giving something from his own ideas. And because of this, then the entire Torah could be called into question. How do I know that something else he didn't make a mistake? Maybe something else it wasn't exactly b'diyuk what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to punish him. But Tzuras Korach Chamura, that's why it had to be so chamur to send the message. Shekulim Yedu Shirak Kan Sata Moshe Mishlichos. Only here, Moshe deviated from his shlichus. V'nena shalzeh. V'emlam b'sharkol haTorah kula Moshe emes, v'toraso emes. And that's the chait. The chait was, it called into question the entire Masorah. Along these lines, I wanted to point out that the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechta, is discussing, really bringing down the name of the Rav. What does it mean to be to be the Rav, to being a Rebbe? It really means to be a Baal Masorah. Ube'inyin zeh herech Rabbeinu. And this is what the Rav, or Soloveitchik, had said, Behespedo al-Dodo ha-Griz, the Britzker Rav Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Shechachmeinu Darshu Ala Pasuk Torah Tzivulonim Moshe Marosha Kilas Yaakov Al Tikrei Marosha Elam Urasa. What does that mean? Not Marosha as inheritance, Mu'urasa, engaged. Sheyesh Zika Shebevchina Seirusun Hikaimsa Ben Kol Adam Yisrael Ben Chachmato. There is a relationship between everyone in Klal Yisrael, every Adam in Yisrael, and there's an engagement, an uresis between everyone in Klal Yisrael and the Chochmas HaTorah. Ach l'gedolei HaTorah, but those individuals, the true gedolim in Yisrael, yesh yosha keshem yashar erison, they're greater, they're closer in their relationship than erison, v'shachav is k'rabosom and HaTorah hi b'b'chinas nisuin. You know, in Kedushin, there are two ideas. There's a Kedushin, and then there's a Nisuin. The Nisuin is the completion, is the closest. That is the completion of the marriage between the Chassan and the Kala. The Inyan Baal Ke Ishto, then it becomes the mamash, as if the Baal is like his wife. The Ishto Ke Baalo, and the Isha becomes like the husband. Lo Shaycha Ela Ben Nisuin Velo Barusa. The Chaynira Pasha Shadasa Raivan Hayadua Shabal Lagabi Ishto Choshev Gabal Hadam. And that's what it means. Like it's the Baal Hadam. That means the ownership. They're one. The Lostam Kikarav Hapasala Edis. It's not because we're Farav when it comes to Edis that the husband, because he's so close, he's a Kirav, he's not going to tell. He's not going to tell the truth. It's more than that. It's Gabal Hadam. It means it's his own. It's his own flesh. As if he is talking about himself. Even though he's speaking about his wife, or she versus him. Lo shaycha ela b'nesuah v'lo b'rusa. D'minesuah n'chola, because when you are married, his tamshkus ha'nefrashos ben shnei b'nei hazug. It's like the neshamas cling to each other. Ad shela acha kama shenos nesuah b'yachad. After a while, ha'echa kvar yochel ha'gish heich yagiv ha'sheni. He knows the other person, what they're thinking, what they wanted to say. The Heich Yechshav Hasheni, Afilu Mibli L'sha, even without asking him. Ki Kvar Lama Lahakir Lahavin Es Neshamas Ben Zuko. Chayn, that is also the story of the relationship between Tamar Chacham Gadol HaMuflug B'Torah. She Kvar Lama Lahakir Es Nishmas HaTorah, he already knows the Neshama, he knows the soul, the very essence of Torah. The Hikvar Ito B'Bechinas Nesuin is already within him like a Nesuin. Marriage, l'f amen k'shetov l'fonim she'ela b'halacha, yuchol kvar l'hargish b'libo mahi yehefsak. Comes, someone asks him a question, he knows immediately, he has a netiya, he knows exactly what the answer should be. Afilu mikudim she'ayim b'shasa poskim, even before he looks in, even before he does his research. And that's what the greatest ga'onim, when they were mora halacha, Tamid ha'yilahem ezer ha'garsha b'b'chinas muskar rishon, the first impression. B'nogei l'b'stak v'ran eino m'sugyos ha'charkach l'b'aseis n'tiyas hadas shel ha'garsham d'mikor. Then they look into the psalk, and then they look into shas and poskim, and to then bring proof to what their immediate reaction would have been. The kach m'supa l'chsam sofer, and it's also the story of l'chsam sofer. Sha'ama pam libno haksav sofer. Kishishalu pam odas achas mitshuvaso. She'erach bikirzon le'echa migdoli harabbanim. He was asked a question. Halo rayos shehevilis varas aloha yikol chachmach rifla. And he said, telling his tati, he said, ah, you know that your rayos are not so muchrach. And it's not so, we're not so sure about your rayos. Shiva chsam sofer. Shaladato ha'ikar etzlo beharosav hu ha'muskol ha'rishon shalo. Says, my first reaction is my psak. Va'afilum ein rayosav machrichos ein bekach klum. Doesn't matter that my rayas is not 100%. In other words, it's the Torah, the gedolim, that when this mesorah and the level of nesuin means you're a baal mesorah. It's as if you're married to Kadosh Baruch Hu, married to the Torah, you know exactly what the Torah would think in this moment, how to paskin. Sheyesh l'mora hara l'fsok halacha apinatiyas dato. Afilu b'makam she'en l'rayis. That's the idea the Ramah brings down. And Rashi, just one last point of this, and we'll continue. V'ayim b'perish Rashi. In Parshas in the Tzavar, it says, v'keshel l'tzura se'efod. Lo shamati. Rashi says lo shamati lo matzasi bevraisa perish tavnis. I don't know. Believe me, Omer, my heart tells me. Umakshema olam bekesha deri Rashi. Hechnim shal Rashi bekan acharei masha. What does it mean? Your heart tells you what it is. Halohu over bezeh halav delosu surach v'levavachem. What do you mean, your heart? What's your heart is thinking? L'nitosacha mashli bin omer lo. V'shomati mizemi adam gadol shemi shekiim benafsho mikra. Shekotzik sov maluach libecha. What does that mean? It's a menashe, it's written on your heart. Asha ayidei kach nehafach liba l'lev shel Torah. Bezdamtko imo bebechinas nesuin. What is the idea that the Rav was saying is in the Baal Masor? There was a question that was asked a number of years ago. A certain Rav was found to be committing perhaps Gilui Arayos. And the question which was asked at that moment, how do we look at this rabbi as far as the Torah that he taught? Can you accept? What does Talmidim? Does Talmidim have to get a different smicha? Or is it, in other words, you have to go back and learn this particular area, let's say in Hilchos Nida? Or, all right, he was over in Isser, and that's it. Maybe he shouldn't be the rabbi of the shul anymore, but the psukim that he gave until now would be okay. And there were three answers that were given. There was a share from Rabbi Leibowitz, and he said Rav David Feinstein, and he had said, no, everything is okay, it's just that he shouldn't be the rabbi anymore, but doesn't have to go back. And Rav Willig said, only this particular area, I think in Hilchos Nida, you have to go back and learn from a different Rebbe. This Rebbe is possible as far as this area. And Rav Shachter really quoted the Snefesh HaRav. He quoted the Rav. And the Rav is basically saying, no, he's not a Baal Masorim, he's a Psul, he's a Begam. What does that mean? That's exactly what the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was. It called into question his whole Masorah. Is this a Baal Masorah? How can I trust such an individual? And the great chait of Moshe Rabbeinu, what Rabbi Yaakov was trying to explain, is that the Klal Yisrael will look at Moshe Rabbeinu and then question the entire Torah. And that's true in everyone, a Rebbe, or a Rav, a Rabbi of a Shul, a Rosh Yeshiva. When things are found out about him that are so incongruous with him being a Rosh Yeshiva, or being a Rebbe, or being the Rav of a Shul, what happens is, it's not simply that he is being called into question. The entire Torah is being called into question. The entire Torah that he taught is being called into question. Because you identify the Torah with the personality, and this individual's personality had a tremendous begam, and it shows that he's not a Baal Masorah. So that was the first answer. The second idea, in the Sefer Ohel Yeshua, written by Rabbi Yeshua Heller, he explains, Asher tekef metchila tzivo lo Hashem Yisparach lekachas hamata biyada. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to take the stick, the staff with you. Shelo yasech lahotzi hamayim in aseler. But if it doesn't work, imagine this guy says, listen, take the staff with you. If it doesn't work, I'm going to try to do it next. It doesn't work. Ve'oz yitzarech lahakos. And then you'll have to hit the rock. Ve'kosav levar hadvarim. What does he explain to the Rav Shua Heller? Says as follows. There were two possible what God could have done. The first way to talking is to speak to the cell, speak to the rock. And the second way is to hit the rock. It all depends on the nation themselves. If they do, in other words, if the people act in such a way to follow the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch without being forced, Rak Omer v'Naase Rizono Azgam Hasel Yitei Miyamav Meimav Aydei Dibra Bavad. What is the level? What is the belief system? What is their level of Amun of Klal Yisrael? If they're on a level of accepting Klal, accepting the Ratzon Hashem, without question, they follow the Ratzon Hashem. Ulam im ein Yisrael osim Ratzonu shemakam ki yimai dekvi vehechra. But if Chas v'Shalom, they don't want to accept it, except God has to force them to accept it, then you will have to hit the rock. Uchemosha amal Yeshua tol mako v'hachal katkam. Oz kishin tztarech lahotzi mayim v'nasel lo zochu, sheyitei meima b'dibur levad tzorch lakos b'mata. V'yan, now, ki b'chol eisa b'chol rega harishus b'yodim lalos mala uloretes mata. So it's up to man, it's up to Klal Yisrael. Are you going up, you're going to go down. Lochain ha'yitzarach l'msor ha'devarim l'ha'achim v'ashluchim atanai. Im be'eis nizilas ha'mayim yu'am omdim b'madrega gafo l'shmo l'kaim devar Hashem v'ratam oz yidab l'hasela. If you're going to be on this higher level, speak to the seller. V'im ha'banim k'shei oref u'mesarvim oz yukamata. But if they're not going to listen, if they're ra'am k'shei oref, they're stubborn, you have to force them to do the Torah mitzvahs, then we're going to have to hit the rock. The hitting or the speaking to the rock is a reflection of the level, the madrega of Klal Yisrael. The Avshe Kadosh Baruch Hu Yodeya Masha Asa Liyosa. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knew. He knew what's going to happen. Im Kol Zeh Lo Yitokin LeBechor Derech HaYidu Lo Yisbar. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to decide it. Still Klal Yisrael have decided. Ki Oz Tevar HaBechira Ulezos Nitztava Moshe LeKachas HaMata Biyada. And that's why Moshe had to take it. Lehiyoso muchan lo le'es mitzo. Uleshnei tzedada ye'evsha e'le bocha Hashem yisbarach b'shneiach. That's why there were two brothers. That's why Moshe and Aharon had to go. Im avodas ha'om ritzunas yitzarif gam Aharon isha chesed v'ashalom ledaber el hasela. If the Klal Yisrael were am ritzunas, they were willing and ready, willing and able, then he would speak to the seller through Aharon v'im hi hechrochas oz b'yad Moshe. But if it became much more difficult, they're not the type of people who are going to accept it, am k'shei oref, then it had to go through Moshe. Ha'ohev mishpat v'noeg nisiyasa b'roma hamata mukhan l'hakas b'tzor. So what was the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu? Hine Moshe Rabbeinu ohev l'kadei shemo yisbarach v'ohev adasa tzon marisa. True, the cut of Moshe Rabbeinu always wanted to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And he loved his Kehillah, he loved Klal Yisrael. Yada Heitev Matzav Eidoso Kibarab. But he knew these people. And he knew in the end how they were going to act. V'yoma Belibo Yadati Yisami Kibinei Mori Hema. I know my congregation. I know my people. Udvurim Lo Yusa Hasela. It will never work through speaking to them. I know who they are. The kasher adab lo yiya yechilu shem shemayim b'davar. So he was worried. Moshe was worried. What's going to happen? I'm going to speak and people for once. How long is it going to take? You see that he's talking to the seller and it's not happening. And for that moment, it's going to be a chilu shem shemayim. Oh, what's going on? Moshe, you can't do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us water. Why should I even take a chance for that few moments that they'll have a question in their mind about the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ability? And therefore, I'm just going to hit the rock. The imshas eno haseda halo anochi yadati is ar from hakosha. Vize armalem shimonu hamorim. That's what he said to Rem. Shimonu hamorim. You know why I'm hitting? Because you're rebellious people. I know where you are. I know the madrega you're on. You're never going to get to that madrega that I needed for you in order for me to speak. Kolomar halo mamorim haim. The enchem kedom shaselite meima vayde diba ba'alma. Rak hamin hasela zenotzi. Behechrach uvekfiya. It can happen. Kfiya, forcing it. Haba lachem mayim. Ucha omer re'u mashikaram to bekosh. You understand? You're the cause of this. Hachin etzarach lahotzi ba'karach lachem mayim. And what was the chait? B'nei Moshe Rabbeinu higdil asos b'zeh ma'od. So So what was the chait? The chait was sh'af she'yoda shebeze yishana ma'atas d'var Hashem sh'tziv le'dvar metchila im kol ta'omel nafshe mutov yivo ha'chit sh'rogas ha'shiz baruch bi advar she'z better that God be angry at me v'al yikanez bevonav l'chalok libam l'hachlish ha'munasam. It's better for God to be angry at me rather than for my congregation, my people, to have a to not to believe for even a moment. Kasha and asela daber lasela v'lo yitei meimav. Uchedarcho hatova shenotem nafasho al Yisrael. He gave up his life. Im tisoch hatasam v'mein machni. V'mnam davar echad dach ma'osha hu chait rak l'maloso lo chashash l'amosha ben alosholom. He delved into the purpose. What is my pekuda? Now I understand what he meant. He made cheshbonos. He came into understandings. Shouldn't have thought about this. Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to speak. The first shot we gave was the fact of the Masara, what I was trying to explain, what Rav Yaakov was trying to explain. Why did he have to be punished? Because there was a pagam now in Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rebbe. There was a pagam in the Rebbe. Can I trust this Rebbe? Can I look at this Rebbe? Maybe he's not giving me the proper Masorah. And now Rav Yeshua Heller is saying is, the problem with the Rebbe is that he no longer believes in Klal Yisrael. He gave up on them. Didn't give them the opportunity to succeed. That's not a Rebbe. That's a pagam in the Rebbe. Ki agam shahoyah nirelo shebnei Yisrael hema b'shuflus amadrega hoyilo lahavin achrei shashim yisparach mitzvah ledar v'sela adayim. There has to be that still kiyamta of sharish she yisalu lamadrega. You have to believe that they have the ability to grow to become greater. That was the great chait. The great chait was not having emuna, believing in the potential of the balabos. And this is quite often happens with different rabbanim. There's one individual I once asked him, a very good friend of mine, said, "Tell me, you always have different chassidus and this. And tell me, why don't you give a gemara shir?" And the balabatim won't understand that. They can't understand the balabatim don't have the ability to understand the gemara shir. I give his oraris, I speak in chassidus, I get hundreds of people to come, which is true. We're learning suvim. I'm sorry, we're learning in the Perek in Gemara Shabbos. You weren't allowed to teach Ksuvim in the afternoon. You weren't allowed to learn Ksuvim because you had to go hear the halachas from the Rebbe. Yeah, it's more exciting, the stories and in Echonami. Sometimes in the Chassidus, it brings you the Shaman to such a high level, but it's a lack of belief in the ability of the Balabas that they can't delve into a Rav Kiva Eger. They can't understand a Tosus, a Rashi, a Rambam. They can't understand Rabbi Yosef Engel. They can't understand the greatness of all the Gedolim and the Achronim and Mishonim. Of course they can. It's a begam in the Rebbe. He doesn't believe that they can accept this, that they could delve and grow. I once had a Rebbe, not a Rebbe, not for me. It was my son. I was much, much worse than my son. I always laugh when I was in elementary school. I had a take-home exam in Nach, and I got a 7. I don't know. It's pretty hard, and none of my children were able to accomplish what I could accomplish, getting a 7 on a take-home exam. I just probably didn't care. I'm going to come back to that story and get to the last shot of how to teach someone. But one of my children was in yeshiva, and it was the November time. He came to see the Rebbe. And the Rebbe turns to me and he says, "Listen, your boy's a very nice boy. I can't get to him. I can't do it. I can't get to every child. And every child can learn." I remember then I turned to this Rebbe and I said, "You know, I think it would be a better idea for you they should open up a candy store. And listen, why should I open a candy store? He says, because the Rebbe, you're not. What was my dad? I was so upset with him. How do you give up on a child? It's November. Wait till June 30th. It's just like, listen, I tried. I couldn't do it. But in November, you don't believe in the potential of a child that you can get them, every child, to bring them to a higher level. That's the message of the Chet of Moshe Rabbeinu here. The first idea was that the Mesorah has to be a Baal Mesorah, that you can't quite, do you know everything he's saying is emes. It's absolutely, this is the Torah Hashem. The second idea of a Rebbe is that you have to believe. You have to believe in the individual. You have to believe in your Talmud and your students. And the third idea is a very simple, which I see Rabbi Moshe Weinberger spoke about this. It's a beautiful idea for understanding also about a Rebbe, what the function of a Rebbe was. In Parshas B'Shalach, we saw with it, you had to hit the mark, you had to hit the rock. And now it had to speak to the rock. The answer which you propose, and which you see to someone in Kedushas Levi, but the way the Rebbe Rav Moshe explains it is, I think, is just a little bit more hits home. Every generation, the Rebbe has to know how to speak to every generation. Has to know what's going to work for one generation and what's not going to work for another generation. And also, I think it's also you have to know how to teach every child. Some children you're able to sit with a certain force. Have them sit down. You don't have to give them all this. You have to tell them stories. You don't have to tell them jokes. You don't have to begin every lesson by, you know, dancing in the street. That's it. You're just able to sit down. I start with the Gemara, and we sit and learn. And then there are those that you need to know how to speak to them. There are those that you can use to hit the rock. And then there's those that you need, that you have to speak to them. You have to speak to them with a certain lashon. You have to speak to them with certain ava, with love and understanding. And know ba'asher husham. I have two brothers, my oldest brother and the middle brother. The oldest brother I have much more in common with. That's what I said before. I wasn't a very good student. And to get a 7 on a take-home phone in a take-home test is a chop. It's not so easy to do that, really. I'm still trying to figure out how I got the first 7 points. But what does that mean? So then there were two brothers. My middle brother, he's a doctor. He got a doctor in economics. He was the perfect brother when he went to school. Every time I have a teacher that went into a class, he was 6 years old, and every time I went to class, oh, how come you're not like your brother? Who could be like my brother? He was a good boy. He listened in class. He studied. He's bright. In comes me. Man, I'm not interested. I don't want to hear. That wasn't for me. And my brother would teach me, and he would get upset with me. Rightly so, because I wasn't interested. I couldn't understand anything he was saying. My oldest brother, who's a little bit closer, you know, how do I put this? I don't want to insult him, but you know, he wasn't like the middle brother. You know, he went to school like I went. He used to cut school. He was a chevreman. Also, he was much smarter. He was able to be a chevreman and be able to succeed. I was a chevreman, but I wasn't able to succeed. So he was much easier to teach me. Why? Because he understood. He understood with me. Hitting the cellar wasn't going to work. Hitting the cellar wasn't going to work. Had to talk to you. Had to speak to you. Understand. Ba'asher husham. And that is the third idea that I wanted to bring down today. The first idea was to have to be a Baal Mesorah. A Baal Mesorah means you have to understand that what you're representing the Mesorah, the authentic Mesorah from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we question your character, if we find that what you're saying is not emes, then all of your Torah becomes questionable. That was the chait of Moshe according to Rabbi Yaakov. The second idea of Yeshua Heller was saying that you have to believe in the Talmud. Never give up on the ability of your Balabatim. never give up on the ability of your Talmidim and your students to grow in Torah. The moment you give up is the moment you lost your ability to be a Rebbe. And the third idea of Moshe Rabbeinu is he lost his ability to talk to this generation. He only understood the older generation, how to be a Malamed there. And when he was not able to change for this generation, the great chait of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he could not continue in his task and to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So with that, I know it's a little short this week, so with that, I think that is one of the ideas that this Chukas Balak, there is so much to talk about this week, and so many different ideas, Mises Miriam, Mises Aaron, and then with Balak, maybe there'll be another tape if we have time to have a different shot of the different ideas that were brought up. Anyway, have a great Shabbos.